Filibustering. The act of talking out a bill, meaning that the possible new law doesn't get passed, purely because someone spends hours talking. It's not a common thing to do anymore, but it is something that happens. How is this possible? It varies depending on the laws of each country, but essentially, if there is a limit to how long you're able to debate a new law, and that time goes over, a vote can't happen. To illustrate, I will use the UK's House of Commons as an example. In the UK, there are no time limits for members of Parliament when debating. This means that someone can talk for hours. They can talk for the whole session if they want. The only way to force someone to stop talking is with a closure motion. This is where members agree that someone has been talking too long, and if a majority vote for it, they must stop. However, there's a flaw with this. Fridays are for private member bills. These are bills that are put forward by members of Parliament that aren't in the government. These mostly end up failing to pass unless they have the support of the government. Because of this, MPs quite often spend Fridays in their constituencies, holding surgeries and talking to people. This makes filibustering possible because although you can stop someone talking with a closure motion, you can't do it if there are less than 100 MPs in Parliament. This allows someone, or a group, to talk until the time runs out. When the time for private members' bills elapses, the bill can be passed, but only if no one objects. The Speaker will ask if anyone objects to the bill passing, and if even one person shouts "object," it isn't passed. They have no vote, because there is no time. Now, should this be allowed? Well, in the past, you could argue it made a lot of sense. Most of the successful filibusters were wasting time to allow the press to get hold of a story. This made sense in an era before instant communication, when newspapers were the only way of telling people what to happen and rising up people against a ridiculous idea. However, obviously that's not how things work nowadays. Nowadays, many debates are streamed live to the internet. If someone tries to include something in a law that's ridiculous, the story gets out almost instantly. Realistically, nowadays the only reason that you would filibuster something is because you know that if a vote happens, it'll pass, and you don't want that to happen. This is literally the opposite of democracy. Bypassing a majority because you disagree with it, rather than successfully convincing others that it's the wrong thing to do. So, how do we solve it? Well, there are multiple possibilities. Firstly, you can limit how long any one individual can speak. If they can't speak indefinitely, then they can't filibuster. This happens, for example, in the Scottish Parliament. There are very strict time limits as to how long any one individual can talk, and if they go over, they are required to stop. Secondly, in the case of the examples in the UK House of Commons that I mentioned earlier, the issue is that if time runs out, it can't be voted on. If instead you required a vote at the end of the time, then it couldn't be filibustered. One would assume that if a vote was inevitable, people would choose to put up real arguments against the vote rather than just trying to talk it out. Finally, you can enable a majority of the people in the chamber to vote to stop someone speaking if they've gone on too long. You probably need to allow a minimum time for people to speak before they can be stopped to lower the possibility for abuse. But other than that, you can require a simple majority of the people present to stop someone going on too long. As I mentioned before, this is actually the case in the UK example I gave at the beginning. The flaw, however, is that they need 100 MPs to be in Parliament for that to happen. That's just under 1/6 of all of them. If that wasn't the case, much of the UK's filibustering wouldn't happen. So, filibustering, a relic of a past society which had slow communication channels, still existing in our modern world, because although we know the ways to solve it, we don't want to.